Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 2 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's_A_Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page on or go to our website to vote. The website is in the podcast description wherever you listen. After we draft, we play a new game called Rank 'Em. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Smoking meats, an Old Dominion concert, and bathroom renovations. Catman is here.
What's up? Got some nice spring-like weather out here in Wisconsin, so I had to take advantage. Smoked some meat, had the family over for the Super Bowl. It was great. Pork shoulder, wings, banging, son. Old Dominion was phenomenal. Hate. Had a good time. Had a nice little weekend.
This next guy, he got back from Africa. He was searching for a sacred bat to stop a war between the Wachuchus and the Wachati tribes. He learned a valuable lesson to always have a backup plan when hiding in a rhino. Birdo is here.
Hi there. Nice to see you, Bumblebee Tuna.
Basketball diary journal entry number 3. I'm still fat, really slow, and can't believe I forgot how much conditioning is needed to play basketball. Shine is here.
That jump shot's feeling a little bit better, though. We're getting there. Less Hulk. A little more touch.
Feeling mixed emotions about the result of the big game while pondering why the UNC men's basketball team can't get their heads out of their collective aces. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? How are you out there in podcast land? My mixed emotions were it was a good game. I think it was a bad call to call that pass interference, regardless of what my man said after the game. I just think a game that well played and that entertaining shouldn't come down to that, because that essentially was the worst thing that could have happened in a situation. That's just my take. But congratulations to the Chiefs and all that good stuff. And screw UNC, because they lost again.
Piggybacking off of that, dealing with the heartbreaking loss of his beloved Eagles, longtime listener, first-time drafter, only really doing this so Shine can get a seventh-place finish. Welcome, Chris, a.k.a. Egg Shen, to the podcast.
What's up, everybody? Thanks for having me.
And welcome. I let this guy in on the Zoom. What's up with that? I can take him out just as quickly.
That's awesome. Instant Dilts fan favorite. This past week was good with another great Super Bowl, remodeling and getting his girl's bathroom done for his wife, and soon to be in Florida for a quick golf trip. Omar is here.
That's right, boys. Leaving tomorrow. It's supposed to be 80, or Friday. It's supposed to be 83 degrees.
And I am your host, Eric. You ever just wanted something so bad to have zero control in the outcome and it slips away the last second? That's how I felt after the Eagles Super Bowl loss. I was absolutely wrecked. That's all I'm going to say about it. Moving on to bigger and better things. And after the Phillies loss, after now the Eagles lost, Kansas did win the national championship. Thank goodness, because that would have been 0 for 3. But brutal losses. We'll move on. Let's get it. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Leicester Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, at the top of the voting page. TPublic often has sales, so wait for one and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Leicester Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the 1970s songs draft. In sixth place, comments include, these are thebomb.com and upbeat 70s jams. Shine's team, Clueless White Boy, 10.3% of the votes, sixth place.
All right, there is some normalcy in our voting population.
I did it for action.
Which is crazy because I know a couple people that voted for Shine's team.
Yeah. So I would say the fact that you got more than three votes, if not more than one, was a miracle. And I will tell you the bottom three were all separated by one vote.
It's okay. I'm glad
that's the first how sad pick. That is.
I'm glad to have the first pick on this one.
That's what everybody says when they're in last place. I get first pick. All right. And there's a tie. There's a tie for fifth. Two teams. So I have a tiebreaker already set. The first team, in no particular order, comments included goated and I'm old and this was my childhood. So this draft was by far the hardest for me to choose just one team. Great choices on each team. Love the vibe of Clueless White Boy. Midnight Special is the most eclectic. Riffing had me until Wings. I changed my vote five times. Almost went with Free Birdo. In the end, it was between Spirit, The Hollies was a brilliant choice. Sweet Emotion is my ringtone. And Toe Tappers. I chose Tappers because each of the songs clearly, clearly, clearly came from the 70s. Bomar and Amanda's Mars team, Toe Tappers, 12.6% of the votes.
You hear that, Amanda? In the fifth place.
You hear that, Amanda?
Goodness gracious. There's nothing I can say about that.
You brought your wife on and it didn't help you at all. You would have got fifth without her.
Did she hear that? I'm not telling Amanda Marr that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I am. I'm on Zoom. I ain't scared.
Her team definitely had a female's touch, so that could be reason why. I don't know.
I've already taken that slap to the face one time.
Old habits die hard, buddy.
And tie with Bomar. Comments include, these are the songs I'm most excited to hear when they come on, and it's the best mix of emotions in the songs. I can sing along or just jam out. My team, Riffin' Ain't Easy, 12.6% of the votes. No comments. My team ruled, but I think it was such a hard pick. It's like you could have gotten the second choice every time. You know what I mean? It just depends on who's voting. So, Bomar, I sent a text to everybody on the podcast to choose between my team and your team. And with a 5-0 score, my team was voted the winner. So you will have the second pick and I will have the third pick in tonight's draft.
Sounds good.
All right. In third place, with one more vote than Bo and I, comments include, I'm having a really tough time voting only because of how much I hate the scrub songs, apart from the one or two good songs on each team. Bohemian Rhapsody is its own unique classic. Steve Miller Band is peak 1970s rock. Tiny Dancer is one of Elton's finest. Led Zeppelin is just pure 70s. You just can't not think of them when you think of this decade. Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles are also pure 70s gold. Shine's team is just wow. You know what else happened in the 1970s? Roe versus Wade. I think we all know what to do with this team.
Wow.
It doesn't tell you who we voted for, but that's Patman's team, Beard of 76, 13.8% of the vote.
I don't know what to do with all this newfound, like,
success.
Not last.
Yeah. Not last.
Yeah, Rob, do you think Lady Marmalade was just that, like, pick that just made people just steer away from your team?
No, because I think my other songs were strong. But I agree. Immigrant Song might have, like, I think I had some like deep cuts there a little bit, even though like Sweet Emotion's a big one, but yeah. Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, not everyone knows what that is, but if they hear it, they're like, oh, that, like, so, you know, but whatever.
And we have a tie for first place.
Dang.
It was a battle back and forth in no particular order. Comments include top to bottom, solid choices. Every song I knew off the bat. Some of these other, it took me a minute. And Midnight Special had a well-rounded selection of songs, rock, pop, boy band, before they existed. Heartbroken dude screaming for his woman and a blind dude that somehow plays piano and harmonica. Add that to a band that shared partners back and forth and you have the 70s in a nutshell. So J-Cat, you were tied for first place, 25.3% of the votes. And Birdo's team comments included, all are anthemic. They sprawl across the listener with separate movements that connect. And as much as I love the selection of artists, it was hard to choose because I think of some of these songs are the most overplayed ever. For instance, Free Birdo, love Lynyrd Skynyrd, one of my all-time favorite artists. Free Bird, although is a great song, hated as much as Give Me Three Steps. Simple Man, same for Joel. Piano Man, good, but redundant. Might as well give me Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. I'd like to add no folk or punk artists represented as well, as few as have songs in that era represented. Bob Dylan, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and or Young. The Band, The Clash, Sex Pistols, Bad Company, Styx, Bob Marley. The Ramones and the Allman Brothers could use a mention. ZZ Top, I'll have another Grand Marnier and debate it amongst myself. Awesome question and great poll. Opened many conversations within my circle. My apologies to any artist I love and appreciate that I didn't mention. The Doors, Bowie, Clapton, Carly Simon, and the dude that wrote the Pina Coladas in the Rain song. That was all a comment for Birdo's team. So, same thing, without them knowing, I sent a message to the podcasters, not including J-Cat and Birdo, and in a score of 3-2, eking out the victory was Free Birdo. Free Birdo. I know Rob and I specifically went back and forth with some comments we were talking about. It was such a close battle. I know what put me over the top is that Bohemian Rhapsody and Freebird are just 10 out of 10s, and they're just massive monsters. Mm-hmm. And I they can't compare to J-Cat's list. J-Cat, Hotel California is right there. 2-1. That was my opinion.
That score is almost as bad as the guy who commented all that long comment you just read. And mentioned Clapton as not being on the list when clearly Clapton is a huge member of Derek and the Dominoes. So suck it, comment guy.
Comment guy. Well, if you thought that was long-winded, Murdo, you have any comments on the win?
I thought I had a solid team. I think Let It Be could have been switched. I should have picked Piano Man over Let It Be, and I would have had a runaway win. But I'm happy with my team. It feels good to win. It feels good to win. That's all I got to say. Feels good. The moment, it's brief though, because we're about to dig right back in and you never know what's going to happen. I'm definitely not winning. I'm definitely not winning this draft because I'm not picking anything anyone else wants.
Aladdin's carpet's all yours.
There are other carpets out there. There's other carpets out there. And I'm not talking about, you know, there's carpets that people might want. Ties the room together.
All right, here is what we should have drafted. Forgive me in advance if you need to take a bathroom break, go for it. But I always give the listeners their props. I'm going to run down the list of 70 songs we should have drafted. Nobody picked anything from the Bon Scott era? Shame, shame. Only one Zeppelin song? Are you kidding me? Take Me Home, Country Roads? John Denver? Some of the drafted songs are definitely well known for being 70s, but are they the best? No. So many more songs that could have been chosen, I can't even list them. People Are Strange, The Doors. Blue Suede, Hooked on a Feeling. Jive Talking, The Bee Gees. Anything Pink Floyd or Black Sabbath. Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin. American Girl by Tom Petty. Little Trip to Heaven by Tom Waits. Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. Brick House, The Commodores. Dancing Queen, ABBA. It's Raining Men, The Weather Girls. Get Down Tonight, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Earth, Wind & Fire's September. Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll. Catman, this is for you. Black Betty, Ram Jam. Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side. Carole King, Natural Woman, You Make Me Feel. Imagine by John Lennon. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Van Halen, Rolling Stones. Average White Bands, Pick Up the Pieces. Sister Sledge, We Are Family. I would have picked that as my worst song if I would have remembered. Steely Dan, Peg or Josie. The Weather Report, Birdland. Something by Bob Marley, Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. Nothing from Chicago, Sacrilege. Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Starman and Changes, Anything by Bowie. London Calling, The Clash, Heart of Glass, Blondie. Halfway done. Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones. Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd. A Day in the Life, The Beatles. Your Song, Elton John. Hall & Oates, Sarah Smile. CCR, Midnight Special. No One Picked Spiral Staircase, I Love You More Today Than Yesterday. That's a travesty. No, I'll Always Love My Mama by The Intruders. Are you nuts? Copacabana by The Greatest Singer of All Time. Shake My Head. James Taylor, You've Got a Friend. Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle. Edwin Starr, War. The Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow. John Denver, Leaving on a Jet Plane. Elton John, Benny and the Jets. America, A Horse with No Name. Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Jim Croce, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Temptations, Pop Up Was a Rolling Stone. Tony Orlando and Dawn, Knock Three Times. Three Dog Night, Joy to the World. Ray Stevens, Everything is Beautiful. Bob Marley, I Shot the Sheriff. The Bee Gees, Tragedy. Eric Clapton, Laid Down Sally. Peaches and Herb, Reunited. Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. Peter Frampton, Do You Feel Like I Do? Al Green, Let's Stay Together. The Police, Roxanne, Hard Drinking Game to Play. Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly. Player, Baby Come Back. Dobie Gray, Drifting Away.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
War, Lowrider. Literally any David Bowie. Life on Mars, Space Odyssey, Heroes, Young Americans, Rebel Rebel, Changes. I mean, any of those are better than Play That Funky Music. OMG. Dolly Parton, Jolene. Starlight Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. The Guess Who, American Woman. Bonnie Tyler, If You Were a Woman. Any Neil Young. No Captain and Tennille, Muskrat Love. No Carpenters, No Marvin Gaye. Tony Orlando and Dawn, Tie a Yellow Ribbon. You had to live it to get it, boys. Partridge Family, I Think I Love You. Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee. Carole King, It's Too Late. I Am a Woman, Helen Reddy. We've Only Just Begun, The Carpenters, and Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. And Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips, for good measure. And last but not least, G-Mom's selection of songs we should have drafted. Pink Floyd's Money, Wish You Were Here, Another Brick in the Wall. Blue Oyster Cult, Fear the Reaper, and Godzilla. Led Zeppelin's Kashmir and Trampled Underfoot. Alice Cooper's School's Out and I'm 18. Deep Purple's Highway Star, Space Truckin', and My Woman from Tokyo. ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, and Turn to Stone. And the last song we should have drafted, boys, was Donna Summer's Last Dance. Those were the 70 songs we should have drafted.
Did anyone else just black out during that? Because my mind is like in another place right now.
Yeah. Gimme Shelter was 1969, by the way. Some of those songs are questionable.
Scrap that whole list. Just put it out.
The worst part was people just putting the song titles and me having to look up who sang them all because I didn't know half of them. That was fun research. Extra added bonus.
I want to have a podcast full of just the listeners, like have just full guests. And then yeah. I'm going to sit here and just boo them constantly as they make each pick.
Well, not only that, I heard a bunch that we put in our honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions, yeah.
Yeah, well, we only picked three, so there weren't that many that were mentioned, I don't think. I know I picked Tom Petty, but I was one of
them. The podcast people.
The voters. We say it. Listen, vote. Let's get it.
Where's Eggshed voting? Between Eric and Rob?
Yeah. Middle. And if you're listening, call
Egg.
Please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people will reach.
Bo's head is an egg.
All right, so here we go. This Bill week's Jason. Draft. This week's draft, Memoir, is the most coveted movie props, collectibles, memorabilia that we want, artifacts from a movie that we would put in our man cave or in our house or display, however you'd like. All right, so we're going to start with Shine. Shine, what is your first pick in the movies? I don't know what to call it. Artifacts, props, collectibles, draft.
Artifacts. I'm going
artifacts. All right.
And
talking it
I
up.
Was a little concerned for a bit because I thought you were going to take it with your trade. You know, you can trade. Remember that?
Or should yeah, I don't want the first pick, honestly.
I was like, but then you're like the third pick. So I was like, maybe he won't just do it just to jump two times.
Not worth it.
So most of this draft is going to definitely be very personal to me. And this fits it. I would die to have this. I'm taking the lightsaber from Star Wars.
Which one?
The lightsaber?
Can you be more specific?
The lightsaber.
Just the headache. Lightsaber. So you want Rey's lightsaber from Rise of Skywalker?
Mace Windu's? The purple one?
I'm taking Luke's.
Okay.
What's Luke's?
What color is it?
Walker.
What color is it, Shine?
Magenta.
No, what color is the whatever you call it, the flame?
This is
the
light. Is.
What color kyber crystal did he use?
Shine.
This so mad. Quiz. Oh
my goodness. It's on my list. Good pick.
Trash.
No, it's definitely top pick.
Word. Hold on. Shine, if you display it, are you going to display it like vertically or horizontally?
I'm not going to display it. I'm going to use it on you and all of you for trying to quiz me every time I do something.
That was a solid question. Like, would you have it displayed like gone. Where you can grab it like this or like to a wall?
I would say vertically.
That's the wrong answer.
Incorrect. Horizontally, for sure.
If you could light it up, it would look pretty cool. Like lit up.
True.
Like if it's only the handle, then like horizontally would be pretty good.
You saved your shine.
Agreed.
Thanks, Action.
No problem.
You might get in my book.
You might get Delta's pick for the lightsaber.
He's got
the team, Bo. It's the first pick of the draft. Settle down.
It doesn't matter.
True.
Delta right, can Bo. Barely read, matter, so after he gets through the words light and saber, he'd probably be like exhausted and just be like,
That's my favorite song. The rest of the other four are trash. I'm gonna pick that team.
Yeah.
All right, Bomar, next pick.
Man. So I know Catman said this last draft, talked about artifact, but I don't think I'm gonna pick it. I think I'm gonna go with picking this one because it's one of my favorite superheroes. I'll take the shield and I'm gonna block the saber with shield, Captain America's shield.
That's right. I mean, having that pick
on your in the basement man cave or you know, my pole building man cave, that'd be awesome. That'd be pretty sweet.
Let's make it fair. Let's go a little bow, a little quiz. Bo, what's it made out of?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it's made out of.
Do y'all know what you're picking? You're out of styrofoam.
The answer is plastic.
The answer is.
What does that mean?
It's a good pick. It would be a sweet piece to have on your wall.
All shiny and stuff.
All right, I'm up next. I'm going to go totally. I'm throwing a wrench in this draft already. I'm telling you right now. I've been eyeing up this pick ever since I thought of it / saw it. It's not something obvious. It's definitely pick worthy, but it's not something that probably anyone thought it was going to go in the first round, but I can't risk not getting it. So this is what I'm going to pick. Picture a box and a box that has a certain cat-like creature inside. And the cat-like creature slowly rises up. It's a panther. And not only is it a panther, but it's a sex panther. Mm-hmm. And when it rises up, it makes a sound. And it's a lovely bottle of cologne from the movie Anchorman. So I just want that box with the panther head on it, and I could open it up, just go and go, and may or may not spray it. I mean, we all know what it smells like. I just remember Bigfoot's Indian food with like burnt hair or something like that. But I just want the Sex Panther cologne from Anchorman on my draft board. I'm hoping that that's the pick that goes, yes, that.
Give me well, that bro, 60% of the time, it works 100% of the time.
So. 62%, yeah, 60% of the time works. That's what I'm hoping for. So my team name is definitely going to revolve around that. 60% of the time, I get your votes or something. So
it's like you can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, but not with the box like that. True. Rises up with the cat head. Right. Yeah. I lost it the first time I saw that. Like,
and it's Paul Rudd like displaying it. Yeah. It's just overall, it's just awesome.
So, it's like in the cologne like cupboard cabinet. Like,
yeah, doesn't it have like a velvet box in there, velvet yeah, like yeah. inside? Yeah. I'm all about that.
Egg Shen, your first pick. How are you feeling right now? Nervous?
I mean, honestly, so far only one is off my list, and it was the Sex Panther. Yes. So I have a lot of heavy hitters that I'm like really surprised, and I don't want to go too deep yet for a first round. So I think I'm going to go. Man, I don't want to go too old school.
He's feeling the pressure already.
Yeah, I definitely am.
First pick. Jake got so proud. Look at him.
All right. I'm going to go with the hoverboard from Back to the Future.
Yeah, good one.
I can't believe it lasted four picks.
Me too. I was like,
that was the one I was talking about.
That comes off the old list.
To be specific, you want Marty's hoverboard, right? Not the Pitbull.
Yes. Yes.
I like how you give him.
That's a valid question. It's a valid question.
I like how you give him like the legit options and stuff. And
well,
don't
there's
pick.
Two
which,
hoverboards,
which hoverboard,
17 lightsabers.
Which hoverboard is it that you really want?
We've also known you for over 20 years and Egg for like 10 minutes. So,
yeah,
we're trying to be welcoming here at Life's a Draft, you know, to our guests.
Oh, sorry. Welcome, Egg Shen.
I feel welcomed.
Yeah, good pick. Love that movie. Both of them, all of them. All right, Catman, you're up.
This is going to be the biggest one by far. Thousands of people flock to this every year. Recently in the news, due to a jinx with visiting players' teams coming to the Rocky statue in Philadelphia, that was a prop in Rocky III, 1980. It was in front of the Spectrum for years and the Philadelphia Art Museum. I'm taking the Rocky statue.
Dang.
I didn't even have that on my list.
They didn't even think about it either.
Me neither. I would never thought it was in a movie.
I'll put it in my front yard. I ain't scared. You know, people can come take pictures. I'll serve lemonade.
You know what?
I had to go number one because I didn't know. I for some reason, I don't know. I thought Eric, you might take it. Bobby, obviously, never, dark horse.
Never thought of it. But he does
got a little shook when I saw Egg come on with the John hat, and I was like, "Oh, he's picking before me." Like, I don't know, like maybe I don't know, but thought it was outside the box a little bit. I might have been second or third rounder, but I'm taking it number one.
That movie is represented on my list, but that's not the statue.
Yeah, Rob, that's an interesting pick, Rob. I'm curious, did anyone else have that on their list? Because I never even thought about that being in the movie.
Not me.
Not the statue.
It's in more than one movie.
I mean, I know it's in three because he throws his motorcycle helmet at it.
It's in Creed. It's in...
Dang, boy.
I don't know if it's in four, but...
All right. Good pick.
In five.
No. They probably fight right next to it in five in the alley. That movie is awful. Like, awful. Just trash. Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. Street fight. All right, J-Cat. J-Cat's up.
Well, where to go? What to do, right? There are definitely some big ones out there. I don't know. Play this one kind of how I see it. I would really like to have Sam Jackson's character of Jules Winfield in Pulp Fiction has the single greatest wallet known to man. It says bad. I would like to have that wallet displayed in my man cave. Just, you know, letting everybody know they just walked into the cat's domain. So,
wow, interesting pick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to go with the GIMP's outfit.
He has that in his closet.
Ah, true. Yeah.
What do you get for the guy who has everything?
A wallet.
Exactly. It says bad mother.
All right. Birdo, back-to-back picks, closing out the first round.
Knowing I have back-to-back picks is changing my second pick. But I'm going to stick with my first pick. It will be on no one's list. And most people would never even want this. But this is something I would want. Everything on my list would be just for me. My favorite movie, one of my favorite movies, is Caddyshack. And I would love to have Al Cervic's golf bag displayed in my house with the TV, the radio.
I have that. I have that on my list. Nice. I didn't think anybody was going to pick that.
That's a great pick.
It would be so cool to have it. And like he has the remote that shoots clubs out of it. So I was not going to pick this in the second round, but now I'm going to pick this in the second round. So what club am I going to shoot out of it? Happy Gilmore's putter. This hockey stick, custom Odyssey putter. Happy Gilmore's putter, second pick. Made that quick. Even though that was not even in my top five, it has to be on display in the golf bag. Two golf movies, back to back.
That's a good one.
I'm a hockey player, but I'm playing golf today.
That line. When he like signs in.
The water very open.
Yeah. How many times have you said someone says something to you and you're like, yeah, I'll see you there. And you're like, so many times I've said that to people. Like, nope.
So many one-liners from Happy Gilmore. I was just scrolling through. They have some sort of quote like regarding the putter. There's so many between Chubbs and him and Shooter McGavin. Like, come on.
I had to hit it off Frankenstein's fat foot. That's an unbelievable
one. Count on me.
I'll see you.
You do in the parking lot. What, you don't want breakfast?
Bro. Hey, don't you want breakfast? All right, good picks, bro. Back to J-Cat.
I got a couple things on my mind. I got to figure out which one I want to go with.
I like the way this is shaping up. I like when picks are picked that aren't on my list. So it gives me
breathing room.
Yeah.
I've had a couple taken off already.
I got to go with this. This will be so cool to have. I'd display it, but I'd also have it out so that I could put it on and rid my home of any ghouls or ghosts. I would love to have a proton pack from the Ghostbusters.
Ooh, that hurt.
That's on my list.
Good pick.
That's your plan, Ray? Get them? Yeah.
Ugh.
I didn't know whether to go with the trap or the pack.
Yeah.
But I'm spoilers. Not, I'm not a defensive guy.
Hold on, J-Cat.
Shoot you with my proton back.
Never mind. I was thinking is the trap somehow connected to the pack? It is not, though.
No, it's separate. They're two separate.
It out, foot pedal.
Where does it get the energy source from?
It's a self-contained trap.
Go. Okay.
I mean, it hooks to the side of it, but yeah, it's definitely separate. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
So the trap's still available.
Correct.
We'll split that Ghostbuster vote.
Ghostbuster number one fan doesn't vote, so we don't have to worry about that. All right. Kevin, were you taking the pack if J-Cat didn't? Or no, not in the second round?
Not in the second round. I got
all right.
It was reserves for me.
All right.
The pack. So
such a good pick.
It is. All right. This movie, just like Ghostbusters, had a couple props that I really wanted that I thought were pretty high on the list for me. I feel like one's gonna get they're both the same to me, but I feel like one might pull more votes than the others. So I'm going night vision goggles from Jurassic Park. When the initial T-Rex, when he's sitting there and he's like, and he goes, puts them up on his head and they're spinning. You can buy prop ones. They sell them. They light up with the green lights and you can see the goat get eaten.
In the prop ones, it has like a, what are those things called? The click,
Viewmasters.
It has like a goat Viewmaster slide in it, Rob.
No, I don't know. I just was saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying the prop one does. Oh, okay. I got
no.
That's a good pick. I wanted something from Jurassic Park, and all I saw was the cup of water. Like, anyone's going to pick a cup of water.
There's something. No,
there's another one that's out there. Mm-hmm. That's like pretty sweet.
Can't say it, boy.
Oh, yeah, I got something on my list. I forgot about that. All right, back to Egg Shen, a.k.a. Chris.
All right, I think with my next pick, I'm going to take something that is old and will hopefully also get the female vote that I think would be also pretty cool to have on display. It is the Ruby Slippers from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
That's, man.
I had it on my list, man. Yeah. I was hoping to stash it away.
It's kind of high for a second pick because I kind of wanted to get some of the more recency bias stuff, but mm-hmm. it's a smart pick. It's too good. That's a shine pick.
Very iconic.
It's
a shine pick. It's not a bad pick. It's a shine. I thought Shine would be the only person who's going to pick that.
Appeal to the masses.
Very wasn't, near and dear to my
heart. It wasn't on my list.
That's false. I disagree. Lies.
Calling shenanigans.
Yes. But yeah, I like Wizard of Oz. It's a good movie.
I was the Tin Man in my fourth grade production of The Wizard of Oz. So,
is that where Box Boy comes from?
That's where Box Boy came from.
That is exactly where Box Boy comes from. Wish.com Tin Man.
JCat, was there a funnel on your head?
There was a funnel on my head that was covered in tinfoil, and we used dryer vents for arms, and we wrapped tinfoil around a big box.
All right, save this for the Birdo Tapes, episode 2 of JCat Special. we will dig deeper into this costume and hopefully provide some sort of visual.
Oh, man.
I got a VHS copy of it.
Oh, we will be watching that, too.
I'm up. I have two that I really want. I feel like this one will get picked. I have a feeling the other ones will not when it comes back to me. So I'm going to go with another big one off the list. You can get these at stores now, especially around Christmas time. But that iconic source of light that sits in your windowsill, it's obviously Italian because it's from Fragile. But I'm going to take the Christmas Story leg lamp.
It's a major
award. Too big to get through the second round without being drafted.
Yes.
You got to have a leg lamp.
It was on my list, but it was late round.
All right.
Again, not on my list.
You never know.
Would you display it? No.
I would display it. It'd be a good piece. All right, Bomar.
I'm surprised this is on here. This is a franchise. It's a new movie coming out. He's a professor, but in his daylight, he's a treasure hunter. And I'm taking the hat and the whip, Indiana Jones.
I agree they should go together.
Yeah, I saw every list had them together, but it was on my list.
He always ran out. He always grabbed both of them, or when he went treasure hunting.
It was in my top five for sure.
Yeah, mine too.
Not the Dial of Destiny, Bo.
No,
the hat and the whip. Okay.
Bad dates.
I thought you were going to date that, Eric.
It's on my list. You never know what everyone else is thinking. That's a big one, though. I agree, Bo. It's a good pick.
I can't believe it lasted that long, honestly. But
Shine, back-to-back picks.
Back-to-back picks. Second pick. We've already picked something from this movie, but I think it would be cool to have just hanging them on the wall if I didn't feel like pulling off my lightsaber and beating you up. I'm going to put on Rocky's gloves and knock you out that way.
Shine. Could go from worst gloves.
No, I'm joking.
Which movie, Shine?
The original. I'm going with the
Rocky
original.
Five. Please say Rocky Five. Did he even use gloves?
Say Rocky Balboa.
Now that I have the lightsaber and the gloves, I feel well protected. So now I can just relax on the couch. What makes you even happier when you're on the couch watching TV, some food. So I want some favorite food of mine is chocolate. So my next thing I'm taking is Willy Wonka's golden ticket.
Dang it.
I can't believe you guys all had that.
Next pick, Shine.
Not on my list.
I hate that movie.
I get it.
I hate Charlie.
Place.
I hate his grandpa.
I hate Grandpa Joe scamming the system for 30 Grandpa Joe.
Good movie.
As soon as a free trip to the chocolate factory good pops up.
Book.
Yeah. He's like, oh, all of a sudden my legs work. Sure, Grandpa Joe.
I don't want the ticket, but I do want that everlasting gobstopper.
If you give it back, you get the chocolate boy.
Oh, kid. It never goes away. Everlasting.
All right, good pick, Shine. Good
pick. Slugworth.
Omar, a.k.a.
I'm in a bad position here because I really want this, and I know it's not going to make it all the way up and down again.
But that's not true. People are picking the weirdest stuff.
Nah, I'm taking this. This is like one of the biggest childhood movies about baseball. Hit the baseball home run into the dog pen. You couldn't go in there. And the movie prop from that is the Babe Ruth signed baseball from Sandlot.
It's a good pick.
Good pick. I didn't have that on my list.
You want the ones all like slobber, like they're all
slobbery. Yeah. And
can I make a suggestion, Bo? And I would say yes to this because at the end of the movie, when Smalls is the announcer, he has all three balls: the actual Babe Ruth ball, the destroyed ball, and the Murderer's Row ball, all on display while he's commentating. That would be cool to have all three of those.
It doesn't. It's not gonna change the vote.
No, yeah, it's hit over the fence.
The Jet steals him. That's his brother, his older brother, by the way. Did I tell you that? Did we talk about that earlier?
Got the mustache, like the older.
Yeah, man. The older Jet. Yeah, couldn't believe that.
Some say he's lost a step or two. Jake, you always finish that line for me, Jake.
Do you know. Think that would be the back?
I know.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Two fireworks. Two fireworks.
I kind of want something else from that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else too.
Yeah, Wendy Peppercorn.
True. True. Little dashes of that Sex Panther, she's coming my way.
Gotcha.
50% of the time.
True. I'll take those odds. Oh man, I don't know what to do. The only person I'm concerned with taking this is Bobby, and because he has the back-to-back picks,
you don't got to worry about me at all, boy. My team.
All right, I'm gonna let that slide. Then I'm gonna let that slide. All right, I'm going to take that one. I forgot. Already been picked. Catman took the night vision goggles, but I want John Hammond's amber cane with the mosquito crystallized in there, just hanging up on the wall. That obviously would be displayed vertically. I might get a nice little straw hat just to like put next to it just for good measures. Spice it up a little bit. But I'm going to take the cane from Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic Park is unbelievable. Like I like all you know the movies, honestly, but that was obviously the best.
You know what's inside that mosquito?
Dino DNA.
I'll take it.
Even I could have finished that one.
I'm literally typing it up dinosaur DNA right now instead of amber chain. All right. Egg.
Damn. I got three things from this movie, and I got to try to figure out what thing from this movie is more iconic.
Not the one that you're gonna pick, Egg.
Yeah, I know. I think from the Harry Potter series.
Is his name Egg Shen or Egg Shine?
I'm gonna take the snitch from Harry Potter.
Oh, good pick.
Dang it.
That would be really cool as a paperweight one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it comes in like a little block, a little box too, like little fluttering wings.
We just started.
That's a massive pick. Like, yeah. I think all of our like exasperation is because we know Harry Potter. Like, we may not be Harry Potter fans.
No, I think like, other Harry Potter stuff's been picked. And I don't think it's helped much.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if there are many Harry Potter fans. The podcast.
That would be cool. It would be a cool piece of memorabilia to have the actual one from the movie. That'd be awesome. But
I'd be curious. I don't think anyone else is going to pick any. Is anyone else planning on picking something else from Harry Potter?
I have Harry Potter's wand on my list.
All right. So like a wand, but like what else do you have, Egg?
The
sorting hat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the sorting hat. And the elder wand.
It's Nimbus 2000. Nimbus something.
We just finished chapter one of
book Nimbus
tonight.
What about his glasses? Would be cool to have too.
Allergy. Round circle glasses.
Well, I mean, Shy might go for them Sam Witwicky glasses from Transformers. We don't know.
Somewhere glasses.
Archibald Witwicky?
That's where the... Bro, you don't remember? That's where all the math is inside his glasses. That's why they come to Earth and get them.
Hit them on Sam eBay. Wears glasses in that movie?
No, it's his great-grandfather.
Yeah, because like Megatron's eyes, like
I've completely forgot that was part of the movie.
To the Iron Mark or something. On that was
part of yeah, they were coordinates.
Did we at all? Did we at all preface this, by the way, that we are not allowed to draft automobiles?
Yeah, of course.
No.
We already had that draft.
Dun,
but I mean, like in this podcast, did anyone ever actually say that? Because I'm wondering right now.
If not here. Oh, correct. No, we did not say it for the listeners. We can't draft vehicles.
Because people are probably like, might be, as they're listening, if they listen, wondering why we're not taking some more of the obvious.
Go back and listen to episode 26, maybe? Needle Lift? 27, yes. I think it was. All right. Next up, Catman.
I have so much left on my list. I'm kind of like torn.
Solid but picks right now by everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone's team is solid, in my opinion.
In past drafts, pop culture stuff, I'm trying to think if I've had any Back to the Future stuff. I feel like it's always taken before it comes to me. But we're all sports bettors in this draft room, right? So I'm going Gray's Sports Almanac.
Yep.
Good 1950 pick. To 2000.
Good pick.
The infamous sports almanac.
Pick from me.
Biff Tannen rose to fame.
It'd be cool, man.
Nice mutton chops. Tannen, would you have in like a plastic bag, like a little like sleeve?
There's some I've seen online that I guess come with the Blast from a Past bag and like
the
a little
bag,
steep.
Yeah. You're like mimicking, like mocking, miming the receipt going in the bag. All right, J-Cat, third pick.
Right, third pick.
This is wrapping up. This is getting down to the nitty-gritty almost.
Yeah, I'd just be sitting there chilling in my man cave all alone, feeling like I was on a deserted island. And then I could sit over there and look on the end table and see my buddy Wilson just hanging out there with me till the end, baby. I'm going to go Wilson.
That was going to be a sleeper pick for me. Man. Yeah. I didn't think anybody would pick that.
That was on my list. It was a good pick.
It's brutal, man. When he loses Wilson, like.
Dude, I was so emotionally invested in when Wilson, man. It's nuts.
Birdo, you got back-to-back picks?
I'm really excited to do this. This will be on no one's list. No one's ever thought of this before. But this is one of my favorite comedies. I can laugh at this all the time. In order to get this piece of memorabilia, you have to go to Mexico. And they say it could puncture the skin of a rhino at 100 feet. It's the most powerful tranquil on the market. I want the tranquilizer gun that shot Will Ferrell in the neck in Old School.
You got a dart in your neck.
Dart in your neck, man. I love you, man, but you're crazy.
You're crazy. Oh, crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
He took one in the jugular, man. What?
It's unbelievable.
To have that trank gun on display, people are like, what's that? What do you mean, what's that? Most powerful trank gun on the market. It'd be
a dart with like the feathered tail like next to it.
Trank gun.
Good pick, bro.
All right. So Happy Gilmore's putter threw me off my original plan.
Dude. That was
because I didn't think I was gonna get it. So I had five picks that I know no one's gonna pick. Just like the Trank one. This is stupid. just like the Trank gun. And I thought Johnny was about to pick this other thing, but I love the movie Dumb and Dumber. I want Mary Swanson's briefcase that I could actually carry around. Like, what's that?
Samsonite. I was way off.
Have some IOUs in there and just have it on display. Maybe you take it to a
IOUs.
And just pull it up on the table and just maybe have like Swanson somewhere on there, like Samsonite. So I want Mary Swanson's briefcase from Dumb and Dumber. I thought J-Cat was going to pick a briefcase from Pulp Fiction. It's like two briefcase picks.
All right. Speaking of J-Cat, we're back to you, J-Cat. Fourth pick.
Well, things can kind of get crazy in the man cave when I'm down there alone hanging out with my volleyball friend Wilson. Might get up and start, you know, playing some VR games or dancing around, and I want to make sure that I protect Wilson. So what better to put on Wilson's helmet than his head than a flight helmet worn by none other than Lieutenant Pete Mitchell, Maverick. The Maverick flight helmet from Top Gun is an epic piece.
It's on my list.
You could put two helmets side to side, and I wouldn't be able to pick which one that is.
Who is again? I have that represented on my list.
Maverick's helmet.
Flight helmet. It's iconic. It's instantly recognizable by anyone except for you.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say Maverick right on it?
Well, yeah, it says Maverick right in front of it. Mav and then Rick.
Probably.
It's got red and white stripes, blue. Eagle.
I guess I probably would, but I never thought about. I should have known J-Cat, Top Gun boy.
All day, every day, baby.
I remember that stupid Top Gun, that whatever bomber you picked, that so many people were like loving that pick, and I was just like, God damn it. Like, that was the vehicle's draft, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
like,
you picked the Tomcat, like, right?
Yeah, pick Tomcat.
Yeah.
Trash.
That might not be the last pick from Top Gun.
I had to have an MCU pick, like, and there's just so much to pick from. Cap's shield was taken by Bo earlier. I feel like this one kind of just encapsulates everything about the MCU, about Tony Stark, how he has a heart. The Mark I arc reactor that Pepper gives him, they takes out in the glass case that they show when he at the funeral at the end. It's just like cheeseburgers and, man, Tony Stark's Mark I reactor, proof that Tony Stark has a heart.
Awesome.
Box thing.
Gosh.
It'd be so cool on a shelf, like just like because it's small. Mm-hmm. It'd just be so cool to have.
I think there's something that encapsulates the MCU, that whole first four phases or whatever, like three phases, more than both of those picks that were picked. I honestly think it would be even cooler to have, but those are two good picks.
Really?
Yeah.
Another one off my list.
And I was on my list too. Top 10.
Gosh, man.
Take Shen.
Well,
remember, your list is obviously very vast right now, but you only have two picks.
I know. And since you've already mentioned it, if you could see over my shoulder, I'm not sure if you can actually see.
I can see.
I have a Lego replica of what was the... It encapsulated the entire Marvel MCU. It was the Marvel Infinity Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be cool. A big, like a huge sized one.
Yeah.
With the gemstones like glistening and the light hits them.
That's a sweet Lego set too. I got the same one.
Yeah. There's actually a light kit that you can get for it. It's like $40. I just haven't pulled the trigger for it. Yeah. And the gems light up.
That's awesome.
Egg Shen's putting together a solid team, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's Thanos right now, just assembling picks in his Infinity Gauntlet. Ruby slippers.
Snap his fingers and wipe shine away.
I have so many left. I can't.
Don't do it to me, buddy.
Whatever I'm picking, it's definitely not on your list, Bo. I don't know. I like panic, and I just pick one real quick, and I don't know what to do. I'm going to take somehow another Christmas-themed thing. if it can come with the original recordings from the movie, I'm going to take, which I had a pen version of this in high school. Mm-hmm. Shout out Mr. Hilton's class when I would do Crocodile Hunter impressions into it and then record it back. But I'm going to take the original Talk Boy from Home Alone 2. Just so I can hear Peter McAllister, the father. I just want to play that part over and over again. But he's calling the thing. And I'm going to take the Talk Boy. I feel like the name recognition, that thing will help me. Yeah, the Talk Boy.
So I had that on my list, and I told Amanda, I was like, what do you think about the Talk Boy? She goes, what are you talking about, the Talk Boy? I'm like, Home Alone 2. Are you talking to the machine? She didn't think it was a good pick, but I was like, whatever. I had it on my list now.
My wife said the same thing.
Fifth place.
It was on my list. She was like, what's that? And I was like, Home Alone 2. She was like, oh, I don't know.
I'm rattled right now. Well,
also, in my man cave, this would be awesome to have. You know, everybody would flock to it. This came out in 1988. It's huge. It would be, in, you know, built around in the floor. And it's the big piano off Big, the FOA, Schwartz piano, FAO.
FAO Schwartz.
Yeah.
Heart and soul.
You got enough square footage for that?
Yeah, I got my whole building.
Get that Zoltar machine, boy.
Zoltar.
That was on my list, actually, the Zoltar.
I have Zoltar too, but yeah. The piano is bigger prop.
Yeah, I guess you could utilize both of them, though. Have Zoltar give you like a fortune every morning. Or what's he, grant your wish or whatever? I wish to win a draft. Yeah. That's Bo every day. All right, Shine. Your last two picks.
All right. Well, I'm doubling up on another movie. This time going Top Gun. Sorry, Jake Hatt. But the thing to own from Top Gun is not the helmet, but the ultra cool aviator glasses that Maverick has made into.
Oh, you're taking Maverick's aviator glasses?
I am.
Rookie. If there's another item from Top Gun that's cooler than Maverick's helmet,
maybe the jacket.
It's Goose's dog tags.
Oh, that's a good one, too. The whole movie's just amazing.
Just great, I know.
Because, reminder, I'm sitting with my Rocky gloves up on the wall, lightsaber nearby, eating my endless chocolate with my aviator glasses. And then, to top it all off, I had to include Space Jam, and I'm taking Michael Jordan's UNC shorts.
That you never washed?
I would argue that Michael's secret stuff might be a better pick, but...
Really, Rob?
Michael, secret stuff.
I wasn't going there.
What's that, like a little jar of stuff? Jokes.
It's already bad enough that I'm taking it shorts. That's where we're going.
Outside the box ones in this draft. This has been good, though. Bomar, your last pick.
There's two I really, really, really want. I probably should have picked that last one, but I'm going to go with... So in this movie, there's actually this trilogy... There's actually, it's actually more of a trilogy now, but there's something that's more well known, but I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go with the sword, and it's the King's Sword, Aragorn's Sword. King's Sword from Lord of the Kings. Rings.
Lord of the Kings?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
So Aragorn's Sword, you said?
Yeah.
Isildur's heir.
That just struck me. I'm sorry.
Ugh. That'd be cool, man, to have that, you know, in your man cave. You're pulling around.
And Durell, the Flame of the West. I don't know how to pronounce it. My Elvish isn't very good right now.
Okay.
Forward from the shards of the sword, Narsil.
All right, I'm up. My last pick, I've been saving it. This is the one I thought Bobby could have on his list, but he said I didn't have to worry about it. So if I had this, I could pay all my dad's bills, so maybe he could sleep at night. Favorite movie, probably my top three movies of all time. Give me not only the map to One Eye Willie's treasure, but the skeleton key so I can put it in and turn it to get to the goods and to get One Eye Willie's treasure. And I could finally say, thank you, Mr. Willie. Thank you. In my Fratelli voice. So I want the map and the keys, skeleton key to One Eye Willie's treasure from the Goonies.
Bro, when I was preparing for this draft 2 weeks ago, that was the first thing I came up with. I was like, oh, great pick to have it framed. I had not thought of it again since. I totally forgot about that.
So you would have snagged it.
It was the first, yes, I would have been one of the first things I picked. That's ridiculous.
All right, Egg.
There's so many things I have on my list. I just don't know where to go. I mean, there's something big that I think is still out there that like wasn't really mentioned.
from a movie that was already mentioned. Oh, there's so many good things out there. I'm going to go with a horror classic, horror comedy classic, kind of funny. It's the Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Be cool prop for sure.
Yeah. It's, you know, just like looks like souls that are trying to rip through the cover.
Yeah. Bound in human skin.
Is this a hint for what you're going to pick, JK, coming up?
No.
Okay. All right, Catman.
Just like everyone else, I still have a ton of stuff on my list, but I don't have anything Star Wars somehow. I've made it to the fifth round without one Star Wars prop. So I got to do it. This prop required the strength of a Wookiee to fire the weapon comfortably. As it fired, destructive metal quarrels sheathed in plasma energy that would result in explosive impacts. Going Chewbacca's Wookiee bowcaster.
Woo!
Yeah, but all these Wookiees are dead. All these Wookiees are dead. Wow.
The massive laser.
What's it fire? Tendrils? What'd you say?
Destructive metal quarrels sheathed in plasma energy that would result in explosive impacts.
All right. Bowcaster's gone. Necronomicon's gone. JCat, what's your last pick?
So I was waffling over what my last pick was going to be, and I'm glad that both of these options are here, but I'm going to go with something, some items from a movie that I just think is fantastic. I will watch it from any point in the movie if I change the channel and it's on. The movie is Shawshank Redemption. The items are a hollowed out Bible and a rock hammer, which Andy put inside that Bible in his cell and never, you know, got caught that way. The warden used to say salvation lies within, while quote unquote preaching his brand of justice and godliness. And it's funny how Andy knew he had to leave that place because it was just the opposite. And he used that Bible to help him, you know, hide his true intentions of getting outside and all that good stuff. So it's just a lot of imagery and layers there to that. But I just think that would be a great iconic piece to have in your man cave, a good conversation starter on many different topics, and just the awesomeness of that movie.
I think JCat, not going to put it on the voting page, but I feel like you should get the poster as well, so you could have a little hollowed out spot in the wall. And
what about you, Fuzzy Britches? Got anything with that? Shout out.
Rest in peace, Raquel Welch.
Yeah, rest, that's true. 93.
Yes, yeah. Shout out.
Yep.
That's who the poster was?
Yeah, yeah. It was Raquel Welch.
Well, it changed. He would get different posters, wouldn't he?
No.
Yeah, it was Rita Hayworth at first.
Oh, and
then yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Yeah.
But the last one was Raquel Welch because she was what was the movie she
Brooks was here.
I can't remember. Sorry.
Brooks Hadley.
Brooks was here.
All right,
here.
Good pick, JK. Great movie. Oh man. All right, Birdo.
All right. I'm sticking to my plan. This is a personal pick that I would love to have this on my wall. My favorite movie is Good Will Hunting. And when he says, you ever heard the saying, any port in a storm? Yeah, maybe that's you. Maybe you're in the middle of a big storm. Sky's falling on your head. The waves are crashing down on your little boat. Oar's about to snap. It's Will, Matt Damon, talking to Robin Williams about his painting on the wall. And then he insults his wife. And Robin Williams just chokes him by the neck and slams him against the wall and says, I will end you. That painting is a little guy in a boat that Robin Williams painted. I would love to have that painting in a frame and just have it on the wall. It would look like any other painting. No one would really know what it was, but I would know what it is. And I would just – that part is where, like, the relationship changes and Will knows that Robin Williams is not to be messed with. And that's how the whole movie changes from that point. I just love that part. I couldn't think of anything from that movie that would be a piece of memorabilia other than that would be just cool to have on my wall. All right, can I get my honorable mention?
To be fair, I didn't – honestly, prepping for this, I was like, oh, we're going to run through these. I'm not going to have any left. And, oh, man, it's going to be hard to pick three honorable mentions, bro. Unsigned, undrafted free agents.
This was going to take place of Happy Gilmore's putter because I did not think I was going to get it. I would like to have Mike McDermott's winning hand from the movie Rounders, his 8 and 9 of spades framed and be those are the winning hands that he beat Teddy KGB in the final hand. I think that'd be really cool to have mounted on a wall, framed on a wall. I was thinking about the PF Flyers from Sandlot, even though I wouldn't really want shoes on display, and Thor's hammer
from them. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow.
All right, J-Cat.
I would like to have the broken ooze container from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's a good
one. Wow, that would be really cool.
TCR, huh?
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome. James Bond's Walther PPK was an iconic gun that Bond carried through all his flicks until Daniel Craig took over. And I think he, what, has the P99 now, which is a bigger Walther sidearm. And just because I got to do it, because my boy Egg Shen's on here, Jack Burton's knife from Big Trouble in Little China. Because after all, he said, it's a nice purse. Knife. That's a bad one.
Where'd you get that?
No. I think I take the tank top.
Oh, all day long, baby.
The boots.
All right, Catman. Three picks, honorable mentions.
This one almost got picked in the last three rounds. The T-800 exoskeleton.
Or like a bust.
Forearm. No, the forearm from like from Terminator 2. Like just the hand that they break in the Skynet.
Like the chest. Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'd be cool.
That they break into Skynet to like burn and stuff with a chip.
Yeah, such a good movie.
Salacious Crumb. The puppet.
That's a great pick.
From Star Wars. I couldn't pick it because like it's hardcore Star Wars fans would know, but no, like the average everyday person wouldn't know who that is. I have a lot more, but the Rocketeer helmet from the Rocketeer. Oh, that yeah. The Rocketeer is amazing. Like just that look. The bronze like copper helmet, it just looks cool. It would look awesome on a shelf. Like
never seen it.
Those are my three. Yeah.
Good picks. Egg Shen, three honorable mentions.
Three, man. It's hard to narrow even these down. I'm gonna go with the burn book from Mean Girls.
It's all
that is so fetch.
I'm gonna go so with the red stapler from Office Space.
Oh. Yeah. That's my deepest.
And finally, the Hannibal mask from Silence of the Lambs.
Mason Ryder.
Nice. Nice. I can't believe I only have to pick three. Okay. I have, this was almost my fourth rounder, but I went with the Talk Boy. I want a xenomorph egg with a face hugger coming out of it, like life size pod egg with the, I think it'd be cool to have like smoke coming out. It'd be so badass to have. This was a little outside the box. It's not like iconic, but I just wanted to mention it. I love the movie Snatch. I want just the diamond from Snatch. That's what the whole movie is about, the diamond. So if that diamond was on display and maybe like the poster behind it or something, it would just be cool to me. Just want to mention, it's kind of similar to the egg, but I want the Boeing bomb with space peanuts from Joe Dirt. The big piece of the meteorite from Joe Dirt. I'm Joe Dirt. He's got Joe meteorite.
It's a peanut.
Ketchup. He's got ketchup and fries.
Dude, you were eating off of it.
Dude, you were eating off of it like 10 minutes later.
Yeah. I'm Joe Dirt. Just wanted to mention. Meteorite.
You I wanted that. Something from. I just wanted something from Joe Dirt. Just
bro,
that big
on the wagon. You'd have to have it on a radio flyer.
Oh, yeah. With like a little package of fries, just like fake fries on it, like to stay there. The ketchup. Some wham burgers.
That's a big frozen pile of dumpster.
Space peanuts.
See that peanut? Dead giveaway.
That's a pile of
oh.
Duke, I thought the guy, the old guy, curses. Like
maybe.
Yeah.
Bo, honorable mentions.
Did not think the Boeing bomb would be picked.
So the Wonder Boy bat from The Natural.
Oh, you never seen that movie, you turd.
Are you serious? Robert Redford? Come on, man.
Lord of the Kings.
I would go with, since nobody said this, the Ghost Trap from Ghostbusters. And then this one, there's a new movie coming out, and the guy that used this is actually going to be in this new movie. But this came out in 1989 or 1988, the Batarang Batman.
Oh, mm-hmm. No one picked yeah. anything
like
that.
I had Batarang and the grappler hook.
I had that. Me too. Yeah.
About that shark repellent spray.
All right, Shine. Last three honorable mentions.
I already mentioned the one, so I'll just say it again. Harry Potter's wand was on my list. I had a lifetime of chocolate, so I didn't have to go with my other choice, would have been Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. And then last,
which is sold for $25,000, by the way.
Least.
Really?
Terrible.
Yeah.
They were real?
Yeah. Not I just saw it on the news 2 days ago.
Nice.
What if the person opened it was like,
but not least. Movie that I watched with Eric, Jackass, and I'll take the exploding chair because it would be cool to just sit there and have a friend come over and say, like, take a seat, dude. Like,
take a seat. Like, what was the exploding chair? The shocking one? Oh, the one that sends them up in the air and we make them flies back? Okay.
It's the airbag chair.
It's like outside, Sean. You like, send someone into the ceiling? Like,
it's awesome. Be like, Dils, come on over. Hang out with me. Take a seat, buddy. Send them right through the roof.
Bro, I got one more. I want the gun rack from Wayne's World. I don't own a gun, let alone many guns. It's just an entire rack. Yeah, it's just an empty gun rack.
All right. That was the movie Artifacts Draft. The man caves are complete. Before we wrap it up, we're going to play a quick game of Rank 'em. So you need your phone or a piece of paper and pencil of some sort. You're going to have 1 minute to name as many things as you can in the category. And each one in the top 10 will be given a certain amount of points. And we'll add up the points to see who has the winner for this week. So we all grew up loving the 80s. So if you have your draft board, just flip it over. Unless you can see it, like just try to flip it over on our system. So we all grew up loving the 80s. They still rule to this day. According to rediscoverthe80s.com, what are the top 10 highest grossing movies of the 1980s? Now, this is worldwide, and it does include re-released versions of movies. Okay, don't start yet. Settle down. Just wait 1 second. Get the timer. All
right. Animated movies count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Animated movies count. So anything in the 80s, what do you think the top 10 highest grossing movies are? Your 1 minute starts now. Time.
Chew.
Pencils down. The drafters. The guy, the crew was given 1 minute to come up with as many top grossing movies of the 1980s. Let's see what they got. I'm going to go down starting with number 10. If you had this, just point the point value next to it and you add up your own score and tell me what you got. All right. So number 10, JCat, I hope you put it worth 1 point. Top Gun.
Such an idiot. I froze completely. I bricked this so bad.
Oh,
I did off on this.
Terrible.
Number 9, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. 2 points. Temple of Doom had to be mentioned. 2 points. Number 8, mentioned quite a lot tonight, worth 3 points. Back to the Future.
One.
Egg was just shaking his head like I didn't get that somehow.
I'm really good right now.
For some reason, I thought it was like 90.
How many points is it worth, bro? Back to the Future, one?
Three.
Three points.
1, 2, and 3.
Worth 4 points. Number 7 on the list was Beverly Hills Cop. JK, you had it?
I said it to you, yeah.
All right, nice. Beverly Hills Cop. All right. Number 6, I would also mention quite a bit, worth 5 points, Ghostbusters. Oh, Ghostbusters. I feel like everybody had to have had that.
Right? I almost put that on there, and I'm stupid because I forgot.
Bro, you have no idea how hard it is to wrap.
That's the first movie I think of in the 80s to be Ghostbusters and Back to the Future. Me, my top two. All right, number 5, worth 6 points. Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, baby.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is for 6 points. Number 4, worth 7 points. Bo was one of his honorable mentions. Batman, 89, Batman.
How many points is that?
Rob. 7 points. Rob's shaking his head in disgust right now.
I got two more on my list that I can get points from, so I'm hoping.
All right, the top 3. Number 3, worth 8 points. The sequel of all sequels, The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe
Eight pointer.
Rob, did you get that?
No, but I got Jedi. I
got number both. Two. Got speaking of number two, worth 9 points. The threequel of all threequels, Return of the Jedi, Ewoks aplenty, worth 9 points. You wrote Jedi, but not Empire. You didn't just jot down all the Star Wars.
Well, A New Hope's 77, but
yeah.
True. I know. All right. And the number one movie, highest grossing movie of the 80s, including the re-release versions, whether or not they digitally re-put walkie-talkies instead of guns, is E.T. the Extraterrestrial, worth 10 points. 10-pointer E.T.
That is the only thing that got me in double digits.
So take a minute, add up your points. If you have them, let me know.
I don't need a minute.
You're telling me RoboCop's not on there?
Nah. J-Cat, what do you got?
I got 14.
Bo?
19. Last week, I got 37.
Hold on. 1 point.
You 1 point.
Top Gun.
My man.
All right. Rob?
23.
He's got the calculator out. Bro?
The only reason I got 20 is because of Star Wars.
I didn't think of Star Wars.
I thought of nothing. I was totally drawn a blank.
I only got five.
No worries.
Number one, Catman, first place. Bro, second. Bo, third. No. Jake at fourth. Egg, fifth. And we all know who's in sixth. Shine box. Sean, you had a solid sixth place last week too, right?
Yes.
Hit you didn't get any last points week. Last week though, right?
Got any. He's averaging 0.5 points per game so far.
That 1% better each time out. That's all we're looking for.
I couldn't think of anything. And then finally I was like, I went through like the list, the artifact list. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay.
Oh, exactly. What I told you not to do.
No, not on my list. Just thinking in my head.
Oh, I gotcha.
So right. one of my other honorable mentions was Axel Foley's Detroit Lions jacket.
That's I had it Beverly on Hills there Cop too. Too. So
that's why from Beverly it. Hills Cop too, but I completely just didn't think about Beverly Hills Cop at all when I was doing this. So mad at myself.
All right, boys. Closing thoughts on the episode. Your team, how you think you're gonna do? Anything you'd like to leave us with?
Jason just sent us his list. He had two things: Top Gun and Star Wars.
Top Gun plus even, one and Star Wars.
It's not even the right Star Wars.
Wow. It's just Star Wars.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
I had it pegged. all those words that come after that? I don't know. I forget.
Catman, closing thoughts?
Pop culture stuff I think is really fun. I think we always have a good time with that. I think it's something we know really well. So curious to see how the voters go. I'm confident with my team. I think I'm going to do well again, not last.
You should get that tattooed.
I should.
Would you guys all get a Life's a Draft tattoo? We all got them. That'd be pretty brassy.
If I come home for Final Four weekend, maybe
I could go wild. Omar, final thoughts?
I like this draft. I didn't think I was going to like it as much, but I did like it. I think my team's pretty solid. I'm not last. I won't be last, like probably Jason Blanshine. But yeah, I liked it. We'll see.
Shine.
It was harder than I thought. I was pretty excited about it when we discussed what we were drafting this time. And then once I got to like thinking about it, man, I was like I didn't have as near of a long of a list as I thought I was going to.
I mean, you picked Top Gun's Aviators.
Yeah, but the rest, well, I would say the first three picks were pretty solid.
Yeah, first three, I kind of, and then the next two, I really wanted the hockey stick putter.
I did too.
If you would have made that bet, you could have had that yoink pick. Yoink.
Egg, Shen, closing thoughts on your draft process.
I feel like my team is pretty good. I will tell the listeners that this isn't as easy as you may think while you're listening. Preparing for the draft was very stressful because I made a list and then I was like, well, I need to make a bigger list than this.
And then it turned into a 50 item list. And something that I thought was very interesting that you never actually get to see because it's an audio podcast was while Eric was listing out all the honorable mentions from the 70 songs was Shine doing laundry. I thought that was amazing. you don't see that stuff that's behind the scenes that you don't really get the full immersion until you're actually
drafting. Don't pull back the curtain, man. That's
it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to be on this side.
Action, I'll let you know. I don't know. You do listen, so you probably do know. Three kiddos.
Yeah.
Every night, both of us are going in totally different directions, and once I can get home, it's crazy. And I just sat down. It wasn't the plan, but when I sat down tonight.
The plan is eating ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. But it hasn't been on sale lately, so.
So let's ask Egg-Shen some what's
when I sat trivia. Down and I looked to my right, and there's just like Mount Rushmore of laundry to be folded, and I was like, oh my god, like when is this gonna be done? It's not gonna like. And then he started rambling off all these songs. And I was like, well, there's no better time than now.
Egg-Shen, I got some LAD trivia for you. Okay. Who drafted folding laundry as the number one pick in the adult responsibilities draft?
Oh, man. I remember it was drafted, but I don't remember who it was.
It was the number one pick, first round pick.
That was you, right, bro?
Nah, I was putting laundry away. I got no love.
It was
was you, Rob?
No, it was Jason, wasn't it?
It was Bo.
I was about to say,
wasn't it Bo?
I was like frozen. I don't know.
Hey, Shine. So what was the hardest thing about drafting? Was it the first, second, third pick, Action?
it was definitely like after like picks come off. Then you have like so many things and just knowing which way to go. And you're kind of trying to think of like, how do you want to like make your team? Do you want to make your team something that you want? Or is it something that the listeners are going to be able to, and the voters are going to be able to, you know, relate to?
The delicate balance.
It is a delicate balance. So
I think when picks get taken off, you're like, what?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just throw it all away and say, I'm just picking for me.
Yeah,
people panic because there's a run on stuff, and you're like, oh, there's a Back to the Future run. Oh no!
Yeah,
like
it was definitely fun.
You're welcome back anytime.
Anytime you need me, just let me know.
Sweet, J-Cat, closing thoughts on the episode.
Fun episode, you know, kind of echo what Rob said, like with the pop culture stuff, but movies in general. Whenever we do something like kind of around movies, I realize how much of my formative years were spent like watching movies, renting movies, stuff like that. Back in the day, we didn't have cable for a very long time. So, you know, going down the Video Showcase on Savannah Road, we'd rent movies every weekend. And I just like so many of these movies and things we talked about, you know, that's where, you know, I was first exposed to them. There's not a bad team on the board. We've got seven teams that are literally legit teams. This is a anybody's game type situation. Really, really cool draft. Had a lot of fun. It's awesome to have my boy Egg on here. You know, always big supporter of the podcast. So it was awesome to be there with him doing this tonight. So yeah, let's rock and roll.
Birdo?
I have some similar thoughts to J-Cat. I think this draft will be enjoyable for people to listen to because while we were highlighting items from movies, what we're really discussing is our favorite movies and the favorite things from movies. So I think people will hear me, oh yeah, that's pretty cool, and just kind of be able to follow along in our ramblings. So I think it's a good draft, turned out well, and I always leave you with a Bible verse, Proverbs 21:21.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast, and thanks for listening. Was there anything that you got for Valentine's Day that you'd like to mention to the listeners? So we're recording this the day after Valentine's Day. Anything you'd like to mention? Did you get like a sweet gift, or maybe you bought a gift that you'd like to share? Shine, do you have anything you'd like to share regards to Valentine's Day?
So we don't typically do a whole lot, but yesterday was a little bit different. I don't know what got into me, but like last week,
Cupid's arrow.
Katie got or painted Delaney's toenails, and she's been walking around like sharing, like showing off her feet for the last week or so. So I went down to the nail salon and got a gift certificate so that her and Katie could go get their first little pedicure together. So, and then I felt like we don't always just, if someone in this house gets a gift, not everyone in this house has to get a gift. So that's not real life. But I just so happened to like feel like I wanted to get the boys like a Fortnite gift card too. So they had something to kind of be excited about. Totally unexpected, I'm sure, when they walked in, because again, Valentine's Day is just not a huge thing that we celebrate around here, but we did go to that, and Delaney's pretty excited for her pedicure.
Nice. Catman, did you get any goods? Some chocolates?
I got some Reese's peanut butter cups, but we just did cards. I can't buy flowers because our cat Pepper eats them or tries to, so.
That's, flowers are gonna get eaten by Pepper.
Cat daddy, cat parent issues, problems. So yeah, that's all we did.
Bro.
I feel about Valentine's Day the way that J Cat feels about snow and Rob feels about horses. So I'll just say I'm planning to celebrate Valentine's Day this weekend, not yesterday. But couldn't give a crap less about it anyway.
J Cat.
Amy and I usually do like we do a card or something like that, but the best thing is she picked up Matt's Fish Camp on the way home, so I had shrimp and grits and fried calamari last night, and that was money.
nice. Egg, anything for Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, I got the usual little box of chocolates from good old Mom Duke's.
Nice.
That's Russell's all Stewart. Appreciated. Oh yeah
Russell, nice.
What's the first one you beat?
It's not listed.
Easy answer.
But it was like a buttercream, so it was.
Buttercream. Gotta go caramel.
Yeah, caramels are. Yeah, they're
always good. First. Unless you want to save them to the end, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna save them to the end, guy. I'll go through all the duds, and then I'll save up the bangers for like one night when I know I'm gonna
just stick your finger. Just stick your finger in and try to find the coconut one to eat that one first.
Yeah. Hey, Chef, question for you.
Yes.
Every time I get a box of Russell Stovers, I pop one of those strawberry creams in, instant regret it, spit it out every time. Always think I might like it this time. It's so gross.
And maybe this year they got it right. No,
exactly.
And something cool, I'm like talking to a girl, and I sent her flowers to her work, which was totally a surprise to her. So she definitely enjoyed that. But then also, we're big into sneakers. So like the sneaker app on for Nike, they had a release for the women's Dunks Valentine's Day edition. And I actually hit on them. So I was souped about that. I'll get them tomorrow. And then I'll probably drop them off to her sometime this weekend. So it was kind of cool.
So Egg said,
yes, sir.
Step your game up, boys.
Nice. I was going to shout out my wife, Lydia. She got me Pop Darts, which I asked for because I was pretty hyped about to play Pop Darts, the greatest indoor game of all time. And I got the new Lucas, the white ones. I asked for those, so those are pretty sweet. And a nice little in-between-the-knee pillow because I'm a side sleeper, and, you know, being 6'4 and over 40, I have severe back problems. So I love those gifts. So just wanted to shout out the ladies and the special people in our lives for Valentine's Day. Again, not big on the holiday either, but Hallmark holiday. But so just wanted to send some love to wrap up the episode.